Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
That's Donovan bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Barbara Weltman, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the top expert on small business taxes in the galaxy. J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes, the brand new, the 2017 is out now, right, Barb?
For, 2017 is for the 2016 return and
right.
2017 tax planning.
So folks, check that out wherever books are sold, especially at Amazon and all the other things. Go to her website, BarbaraWeltman.com, and sign up for her daily tip. It's outstanding. People wake up early in the morning. They get that every day. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for being here. We're talking about New Year's tax resolutions. As perverse as that may sound to some people, we got to do it. So let's learn about it, right?
Well, one of the things that you could do right now is decide, how are you going to file? Are you going to prepare your own return?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to use a paid preparer? Now 80 to 90% of small business owners use a paid preparer.
Oh, yeah.
I
haven't done my own taxes in 40 years.
Well, it makes sense because you want to leave it to the experts, and that makes sense. But it would be a good idea to schedule a meeting or at least a phone call
mm-hmm.
to touch base with your preparer now to decide your course of action. Don't leave it for the last minute. They're going to be busy.
Well, absolutely. No, in fact, the closer you get to the date, the harder it's going to be to get in to see them.
And one of the things to think about is if you don't have a paid preparer, and you don't get a good referral from someone you know, maybe your lawyer or your banker could refer you to a good local preparer. The IRS has a directory where you can plug in the credentials that you're interested in. In other words, you're looking for a CPA,
mm-hmm.
or you're looking for an enrolled agent, or you're looking for an attorney, and you can do a search for those in your area, and at least you know that these are preparers who have their tax identification numbers for doing paid preparation for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And, of course, most people, I think, already have that squared away. And there are probably a fair amount of small businesses, brand new ones, you know, fairly new ones, that they are, up to now, they've done their own taxes, and now they've got some business income, they've got some business expenses. And folks, I just encourage you. I know you're smart. I know you want to do it. I know you want to save $150. But Barbara, there's so many things that a business needs to know about with regard to treatment of different. I mean, I just think a good business tax filing expert, enrolled agent, CPA, as you say, can more than get you back whatever they charge you for returns. What do you think?
Absolutely. Do you know that if you buy a piece of equipment, let's say you buy a new laptop, for one laptop,
yeah.
there are four different ways you could treat the cost.
I bought two in December.
Well, there you go. So
yeah.
you have to decide how you're going to treat it, and each has different implications.
Well, and it's also a running commentary on your taxes. I mean, my accountant's been doing mine for years. So every year, she knows what we did last year, how we treated certain things last year, and treats it, you know, however we should this year. But she's already thinking about next year. And
well,
especially
that's the point.
If you've
yeah,
got any...
because you have to plan ahead, and you have to take
yeah.
a multi-year approach when you're thinking
that's
about that.
That's one of the main reasons to have somebody help you, because if you've got any kind of passive income. Or passive loss. If you have passive losses, you can only take the passive losses against that much passive income, right?
Unless you dispose of your holdings.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you've got, somebody needs, anyway, folks, it's just,
you know, it is complicated.
And it's getting worse. It's not getting easier, it's getting worse.
Well, one of the biggest challenges that I see right now is the uncertainty of what's going to happen going forward.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's very hard to know, should I do
Well, the good
position?
News is, I think, can't we sort of predict that the uncertainty is going to probably be good news?
Good news for most. But maybe not good news for all, and that's kind of the
What are you thinking?
The issue.
What's on your mind?
Well, look, everybody will be appreciative of lower tax rates.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody will be appreciative of simplification. For example, we just talked about those laptops. They're talking about the ability to expense everything. No more depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you buy it, you write it off.
Section 179.
Right. And with no dollar limit, mm-hmm. just that's how we're going to treat things. So those kinds of changes, everybody would welcome. But then we have these issues of border adjustability, which could result in penalizing, let's say, retailers that import things that they're going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And so
if they go really deep in the reform, somebody might do away with the home mortgage deduction. That could be in play.
Yes, but maybe not likely, and maybe they'll just limit it.
But my point is those kinds of things, those kinds of sacred cows, depending on how deep they go with reform, could be on the table. They may get taken off, but they'll all go on the table.
For sure, deduction for state and local taxes, that's gone.
That's another good one. That's another good one, yeah.
Yep.
Hey, Barbara, hold on to that thought. BarbaraWeltman.com is the website, folks. You'll thank me later for going there, especially if you sign up for her tax tip, which comes every day. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.